This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hailed the relocation of Assam Rifles from Aizawl city to Zokhwasang as a significant milestone for the development of Mizoram. Speaking at the relocation of Assam Rifles battalion headquarters from central Aizawl to Zokhwasang in Aizawl today, Shah emphasized that the move marks a new chapter for Aizawl city and a pivotal step towards the state's growth. He said that the relocation to Zokhwasang, which is about 15 kilometers away from the state capital, is a vision for the development of Mizoram. Mr. Shah said that the government of India has been actively working for the past 10 years to strengthen and integrate the entire Northeast. In Telangana, 64 members of the banned CPI Maoist party have voluntarily surrendered before the Inspector General of Police, Multi-Zone 1, Chandrasekhar Reddy, and Bhadradri Kota Gundam District Superintendent of Police, Rohit Raj. The IGP informed the media that 48 men and 16 women were among those who surrendered today. He said the surrendered Maoists will be given 25,000 rupees each as immediate assistance besides rehabilitation support. Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, has carried out search and seizure operations at multiple warehouse locations of leading e-commerce platforms, including Amazon and Flipkart, in cities like Lucknow, Gurugram and Delhi. The crackdowns are aimed at curbing the distribution of unsafe and non-certified products through e-commerce platforms. During its surveillance activities, BIS has identified that several non-certified products are being sold on e-commerce platforms such as Amazon, Flipkart, Meesho, Myntra and Big Basket. BIS has urged consumers to make informed purchasing decisions by utilizing the BIS Care app. Union Minister for Communication Ashwini Vaishnav said that the first chip made in India will be rolled out this year. Interacting with the IIT students at Chennai today, he said that four chips made in India will be rolled out in the next 2 years, and India will be able to supply made in India chips to Tesla, Volkswagen and also to any part of the world. He told that five semiconductors are under construction in India presently. The minister informed that the government had allocated 10,000 crore rupees for development under artificial intelligence vision. Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar clarified that the state government's decision to provide a 4% reservation for minorities in government contracts is not limited to Muslims alone. Speaking to reporters in Bengaluru today, he stated that the reservation ensures the rightful benefits for all minority communities and backward classes. Earlier, BJP has termed Karnataka government's decision to provide 4% reservation to certain minorities in government contracts as unconstitutional. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune into his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has been selected for the Digital Transformation Award 2025 by Central Banking at London in UK. The Central Bank was awarded for its digital initiatives named Pravah and Sarthi, which were developed by its in-house developer team. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit clash, Delhi Capitals were at 12-4-2 in three overs against Mumbai Indians at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Batting first, Mumbai Indians posted a total of 149 for 7, powered by Captain Harmanpreet Kaur's impressive 66 of 44 balls. In tennis, India's Vaidehi Chaudhary and Rashmika Bhamidipati have clinched the W35 Nantaburi women's doubles title in Thailand this afternoon. The Indian duo defeated the second-seeded pair of Punin Koppatikut of Thailand and Yuki Naito of Japan in the final. And that's the end of this news bulletin.